On Monday, August 22, 2005, Stacy Castor called 911, frantic. Her husband wouldn't come out of his room. He wasn't responding to her knocking, and she was afraid that he'd done something to hurt himself. When Onondaga County sheriffs burst through the locked bedroom door, they found a grisly scene. David Castor was naked, lying face down on a vomit-stained mattress. A half-drunk glass of noxious green liquid sat on the bedside table next to him. Under the bed lay a large bottle of antifreeze, its cap missing. Stacy's worst fears were true. David had killed himself. He drank the antifreeze and died a slow and painful death as the toxic substance shut down his kidneys. Stacy was inconsolable, crying and begging for David to return. But deep inside, she was celebrating. The Onondaga police took her bait, hook, line, and sinker. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they'd wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends, and finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Stacy Castor. At first glance, Stacy appeared to be a resilient single mother, grieving the death of not one, but two husbands. But when one detective suspected foul play in the death of David Castor, her poisonous, true nature finally came to light. More on Stacy Castor after this.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now back to our Black Widow. Stacy Castor was distraught over her husband David's death on August 22, 2005, but it didn't quite come as a shock to her. After all, as she told the police, David was depressed and grieving the recent loss of his father. But even in those early hours of investigation, the police suspected there were things Stacy wasn't telling them. Sergeant Robert Willoughby found a turkey baster hidden in a garbage can in the Castor's kitchen. When tested at the lab, analysts found antifreeze in the baster's chamber and David's DNA on the tip. It suggested a dark scenario of how exactly the poison found its way into David's system. Most suspicious of all, authorities found that David Castor's will had recently been revised. Whereas before he split the estate evenly among his children, now every penny went to his wife, Stacy Castor, and her two daughters, Bree and Ashley. David's son from his previous marriage, David Jr., was cut out entirely. Detective Dominic Spinelli could tell something stunk about this case, and this feeling only grew when Spinelli discovered this wasn't the first time Stacy played the grieving widow. In the winter of 1999, Stacy revealed to a friend that she was considering a divorce from her first husband, Michael Wallace. Shortly after, Michael grew sick. He was lethargic, vomiting often, and appearing swollen and puffy. On January 11, 2000, Michael died on the couch in his family home. He was only 38. Though Michael's family wanted an autopsy, Stacy declared that the doctor's final diagnosis of a heart attack was good enough for her. On September 5th, 2007, Spinelli exhumed Michael Wallace's body to check for evidence of antifreeze poisoning. The medical examiner's office quickly performed the autopsy, and Spinelli's worst suspicions were confirmed. Michael Wallace's body was filled with crystals left behind by antifreeze. Days later, on September 12th, Stacy invited her daughter Ashley home from college. To cope with their hard week, she suggested the two of them get drunk. This mother-daughter bonding session was, in reality, a test run of Stacy's final plan. Ashley passed out after drinking what Stacy mixed her and woke up the next morning with a hangover. That day, September 13th, Stacy suggested they share another drink. This time, the beverage she fixed tasted bitter, and Ashley had trouble getting it down. Stacy gave her a straw and told her to force the drink down. The next morning, September 14th, Bree found her sister barely breathing in her bed. As Stacy called 911, Bree discovered a note typed by Ashley. It was both a suicide note and a confession. In the letter, Ashley admitted to murdering David Castor the same way she killed Michael Wallace 7 years before when she was 11 years old. She claimed she did it out of love for her mother and sister, and her guilt drove her to suicide. Though a close call, doctors at the ER were able to save Ashley's life. They pumped a potent cocktail of vodka and powdered pills from her stomach. Stacy Castor had the perfect plan: to frame Ashley for the murders and then get rid of the evidence by killing her own daughter. The only thing she hadn't counted on was Ashley's survival. On February 5th, 2009, Stacy Castor was convicted of the second-degree murder of her husband, David Castor, forging his will, and attempting to murder her own daughter, Ashley. Before that toxic mother-daughter drinking date, Ashley considered Stacy her best friend in the world. After Stacy's sentencing, neither she nor Bree spoke to their mother again. And in 2016, at the age of 48, Stacy died in jail alone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.